Would you have somebody, or better, how do I word this? Would you let somebody infect you with COVID for $500,000? A million? 2 million? 10 million? Everyone's got their price. Pretty sure I'm doing it for $500,000. I'm pretty sure I'm going down to at least, I might even do it for $100,000. Start the fucking show.
You're not about that life, champ. I can see it.
Game over, man. Game over.
He runs at the 50. He runs at the 40. The guy is drunk.
Come on. Playoffs? You kidding me?
Cannot play with him. Cannot win with him. Cannot coach with him. Can't do it. I want winners.
Here we go.
Play to win the game.
That was one heck of a timeout.
I mean, listen, we're talking about practice.
Ron is in trouble.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable. And I'm just ferocious. I want your heart. I want to eat his children. Praise be to Allah.
B.A. Hunter sarcastically speaking about sports podcast.
The reason I brought that up is because I was at, I want to say about 2 weeks ago. And if you don't know, I work in the medical field. I'm an essential. And if you don't know, now you know, baby. Where does that come from? Yeah, no shit, you know. Doing this podcast for, five years now? Still hardly any listenership. I'm working on that shit. But, what my point is that I don't have a point. I'm just telling a story. So it was work. And I love, would you, I love doing that to people. I love, the question that was afoot today was, hey, would you let somebody infect you with COVID for a certain amount of money? Two or three people in the room, two of them start pondering. One of them says, fuck yeah. Doctor walks in with the face mask on, says, there's no way. Are you kidding me? No way. I'm like, a million. He's like, no. I'm like, 2 million? No. He's like, I'm thinking to myself, yeah, motherfucker, because you probably already got 2 million. I remember the other one I used to love to ask was, would you let me take a mallet and smash your foot for 10 grand? See, shit like that I'm not doing. I don't know if I'm even doing that for 500K or a million. Only way I'm agreeing to that is if you're going to have some pain medication right on board. And if you're going to do it to my foot, I don't even want the foot back. You can keep that shit. That shit's broken. I got the receipt. You can keep that shit. I don't want it anymore. I don't. I want to get one of those cool fucking animatronic bionic $6 million bionic man blade things. I want to be from the fucking future. I want a toe. It'd be a super foot made of that, what is it, that titanium weave, whatever the hell. It's got to be cool looking too, because once I get that, I'm gonna be fucking fighting crime. No I'm not. I've said this before too, dude. Like, if you eventually did your average everyday person somehow or another get superpowers or get gain strength or something, they're not fighting crime, they're committing fucking crime. If I'm super strong and look like me, I'm in the NFL. I'm gonna become the GOAT running back is what's gonna happen. Or maybe I'll be a scrambling quarterback. Not gonna do basketball because that'd be just too much. Somebody will try to figure my shit out. Football, I might be able to. I'd have to buff up a little bit, you know. Or maybe a little strongman contest with all those big, huge, buff Norwegians named Sven Skansgaard. We're doing pretend Eden. I couldn't say it right. Point is, superpowers, super cheater. You ain't cheating. You ain't trying. I don't know who came up with that, but ain't that shit the truth? Good morning. Yeah, it's the truth, man. For real. Dude, it's a competitive edge. Everybody's looking for one. I was watching the 30 for 30 on Ben Johnson. If you guys don't remember who Ben Johnson was, or is, because I think the fucker's still alive, he was that Black Hulk who beat Carl Lewis in the, what was it, the 92 Seoul, no, it was the 88 Seoul Olympics. And then, right after it was all said and done, come to find out that motherfucker was, he was on steroids. They could, basically, he was sweating steroids. I mean, I remember seeing that as a kid, and you're looking at him, because you got Carl Lewis, who was the man. You know, he had won 4 gold medals, tried to be a singer. All right, side note, I need to put in his Star Spangled Banner joint. Yeah, we got to put that one in there, because that was funny.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the rampart we watched with so gallantly streaming, and the rockets red flare, the bombs bursting in air.
But yeah, he was the man. Ben Johnson wasn't. Ben Johnson was like, they do the stories, and he was a guy who was good. He had reached the edge of his, I think, effectiveness, or he'd reached the ceiling of where his talent was going to take him as far as sprinting went. Like they said, he would come out, he had a quick start, but he would just fade in the end. Get some steroids, boom. The dude finishes strong and starts beating Carl Lewis's ass. I guess he beats him in the world championships that same year. And Carl Lewis is looking crazy. You know, anytime you get somebody who's used to winning and then they lose all of a sudden, he's trying to hold it together. Like, yeah, you know, best man won. And, you know, I'm saying, I mean, he's trained. Oh, fuck that motherfucker's on steroids. He basically wanted to scream and say that, but he basically did. Build the whole thing up. And I mean, when they were on that starting block, you just look at Ben Johnson. Dude, he was huge. He had a big fucking fat gold rope. His eyes were bloodshot red. He had that Jordan demon eye thing going. Where they're like yellow or red or whatever. But the shit don't look natural. You know what I'm saying? I think this might be the perfect time to take him for a walk early in the morning before all you interlopers come out and fuck my shit up, because that's what you are, you're interlopers. But dude, long story short, the dude wins, he's making money, find out he was on steroids, he snatches gold medals away, Carl Lewis is like, I told you so. So they start, they save the samples. What was it, the IOC, the whatever drug testing czar who represented the United States. They keep the samples. Years later, he starts testing them. And this is for all the Olympic athletes, not just the sprinters, but all of them. And he's like, one by one, all these tests, they were all popping negative. I mean, positive. Because you forwarded, they fast forwarded, not fast forwarded, but they had the technology. Didn't have it back then. So the director of this is like, what the fuck? And he's like, I'm going to stop because I don't want to know anymore. Which circles back to my original point. If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. They were all doing something. Baseball, when they had the old steroid thing. Dude, I remember there was a big, huge article about it in Sports Illustrated about how you had players who said, look, if I don't do this, I'm going to get beat out. And I'm not going to get that next big fat fucking contract. I mean, and if you put it to me, it's like, all right, look, I do some steroids, sign an $80 million contract. Maybe I get caught, all right, get suspended for a while, maybe pay a fine. Even if I have to pay like $10 million, I still got $70 million. So am I doing that? Yes. If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. I'm just saying. Different phone. Yeah, I had to switch up my... Is this really fucking wind hitting me now? Yeah, whatever, I don't care. I had to switch up my apparatus because I'm using my other phone as like an iPod thing, but like the thing doesn't even stay charged. It'll say 100%. I'll use it for 10 minutes and then it just cuts the fuck off. I keep all my iPhones and keep trying to use them, but now I must have at least 4 or 5, 2 different iPads, and all of them are fucking obsolete because, you know, that's how Apple does it. And I love Apple products, but I hate how they, if you buy something and they keep putting out new shit every year, they make your shit obsolete to where it won't do all the things the new shit will do. Very tricky, Apple. Very fucking tricky. I gotta give it up to the UFC, man. They're hanging tough. The 249, I mean, it's supposed to be Khabib against Ferguson, and then COVID happened, and Khabib can't even get into the country, and so they had to figure something else out, and they get this Justin Gaethje guy, who, I heard his name, but I didn't really remember who he was. I've seen him before. Redheaded dude. Well, I didn't watch the fight live, because I'm not paying for it. Got it how I always get it, after the fact. But I'd seen the results and was a bit shocked when I saw that Ferguson lost. That guy's, he's weird looking. He's like this skinny, like, kind of muscular body, weird hair, and he moves awkwardly, but he'd been on a win streak, so he figured he'd just mow right through this last-minute replacement Gaethje, and nope. First of all, that the fight was kind of boring. I don't know why I couldn't get into it. I mean, I turned the thing on, and I just fast-forwarded through most of the fights. But pretty boring. He lost. He got beat up. He has fractured his orbital bone. And so what's fucked up about that is, well, at least for him, is that... you can put that whole Khabib thing on the shelf. Look at these dudes, boy. Talking shit. You can put that on the shelf now. Because why the fuck would he fight you now? You've lost. Hey, you got your boy McGregor in the wings, talking shit, you know, wanting the next... Because Khabib's not fucking with him, so maybe Ferguson does fight Conor. But I doubt that the UFC is going to let that happen. But yeah, he's shit out of luck. The other interesting fight on the card would have had to have been Ngannou versus Rozenstruik is what the guy's name is. I'd heard about this dude. Did he knock out that Alistair dude? Or knocked him upside the head and had a fucked up ass eye gouge? I haven't seen that one. I need to look that one up. But you got a feel for that Overeem guy. I mean, everybody's beat him. I mean, he had the ultimate knockout being placed on him by Ngannou. Had punched it, launched him into fucking orbit, which everybody thought Ngannou was the next great heavyweight superstar on the come up. And then he had that turd of a fight with the Black Beast, where they just kind of stood there and looked at each other, waiting for them, because they're both one-shot artists, power punchers. Well, Ngannou's back, because he did the same shit to that Rozenstruik dude. Fucked his shit up. I mean, he went into it, what was it, 30 seconds? And the crazy thing about the punch is it doesn't even look like he really fully connected. He, like, grazed him. It's pretty wild. I'd legitimately like to see that guy, Ngannou. I think he might be able to do something in the fucking boxing ring. I mean, he's got the build for it. I mean, and if I'm him, I'm not even bothering with the fucking ground. I mean, you know what? Learn how to, you know, get out of submissions and scrambles and holds. Do all that shit. But trying to become like a master at all that? Nah, man. Learn the basics. Do what you do best. Knock motherfuckers out, a la Mike Tyson style. to which apparently Tyson is, what's Tyson? Mid-50s? Talking about making a, he's making a comeback or something. He wants to fight again. And the first thing, you're like, nah, Mike, don't do it. Don't do it. I'm like, go fuck yourself. Yeah, do it, Mike. You best believe you do it. Get that money. Because I don't give a damn what any of you people say who want to disrespect that. But, dude, if he's fighting, I'm watching. I'm not going to pay for it. Nah, I'm paying for that. But I'm definitely going to watch the motherfucker. Mike Tyson? And I guess, do I want him to fight like another old great, another has-been? Does he need a tune-up fight? Maybe he should do a rematch against somebody, but I don't know that anybody want to fuck with him even at this old age, because I've seen some of the little sparring tapes, man. I'm not trying to fuck with him. But they had a UFC Friday. The crazy thing about the UFC is, so Jacksonville is where they've done this last, not just the last fight card, but then they had a fight night last night on a Wednesday of all nights. Go figure. But the long and short of that is, it was, what was it? Glaxarcana, Grover Teixeira, that's his name. Grover Teixeira, Anthony Lionheart Smith. Guy's definitely probably got a white mom and a black daddy. You know, last time I saw that dude, he got beat up by John Jones. Well, he got beat up by Grover Teixeira too. I think that young Lionheart was looking past him. Like, yeah, this old motherfucker must get this paycheck, fighting this ring with no fans. To which, anytime they talk about doing sports with no fans in attendance, I'm kind of like, doesn't sound appealing. But with UFC shit, it's kind of interesting. Because, number one, you can hear, like, the force of the punches and kicks, and you hear all that shit. See, smack! You can hear the chatter in between the corners. And what's funny is there's, I was listening to another podcast, and they talked about how one of the fighters, he could hear the commentators. And when we could hear him, he was like, he made him think, well, shit, he's saying I need to maybe move my legs. He starts actually taking some of the commentators' advice and utilizing it, which is kind of funny. The only thing, you got to wonder, though, like, how is that going to affect the purse? Because clearly, there's no ticket revenue, no gate revenue, because there's no fans. So, I mean, I guess they're just making money off the TV broadcasting rights? I don't know. I know this, though. They're going to have that, what is it, Fight Island? They've purchased an island. This is another one of those things to where, like, I think it's going to, they're not going to, they might do it and like it and keep doing it that way. Kind of like how Survivor is now. How, like, a Survivor, they don't go to different places anymore. They just do it on the same island and just go through their paces. Which, hey, what's the point? Want to be on an island. You want the weather to be somewhat challenging, maybe too hot. I think they don't want that rain shit. You can keep that, too much of that rain and cold shit. You can tell people tap out. But the hot, they could deal with it. It's on a beach somewhere. Yeah, I think they've got that whole formula down. I'm going to stop because this wind is picking up. Dude, I saw the recent Seinfeld stand-up special he put out. And I've seen already, people were shitting on it from minute one. The thing with Seinfeld is, like, first of all, his show. That show was amazing. One of my favorite shows of all time. And first of all, rest in peace, Frank Costanza. Jerry Stiller passed away. Guy was 92 years old. been in showbiz for something like 60 years. But, and I'm sorry, I don't think it's disrespectful of me. It's just know him as Frank Costanza. Why do you shit in bushes? That's not shit. That's diarrhea right there. But I saw the Seinfeld special and started out kind of not really funny, but I could appreciate what he was doing. That's the thing. That's the question I like to pose to people. Can you consider somebody funny, but you're not laughing? I say yes, because I can look and say, yeah, that's funny, or I can do it. But, well, I've always said this, that I don't like to look at anybody thinking and say, that's not funny. That's not funny to me. Because, obviously, if it's something I'm watching on TV, and they're on TV, they had to be funny to somebody to get on TV, or, you know, hashtag me too, or suck a dick, or whatever they had to do to get on TV. I swear, the minute I pull this out, the wind's like, you're not going to record. I'm finishing this up, I'm done. The Seinfeld shit, I guess they started out kind of slow. Once he got into the marriage, family and kids, oh yeah. Oh yeah, he had some shit there. I mean, none of this shit was like super original. None of the topics were really original, but he put his Seinfeld spin on it, to which made it good to me. I mean, fun fact, the guy's 65 years old. You know what, man? He's one of the rare white people that doesn't seem like he's aging. Maybe Seinfeld's got some black in him. Been married 20 years. I feel like it was just yesterday that he was like 40, dating that 20-year-old, that Shoshana Lowenstein, that Jew chick with the big tits. The Jewish chick. I said Jew chick. Yeah, I'm not racist or anything. it just came out of my mouth like that. Yeah, don't worry about it, Brian. No one's going to report you to anybody. Doubtful. But, hey, if you're a comedy fan, or have a, I don't want to say opinion, or just like any comedy, just give it a whirl. What else are you doing? Sitting at home anyway. Eating more than you should. Not exercising more than you should be. Not more than you should be, or like you should be. Yeah, that's the term. Again, give him a whirl. I'll give him 3 headhunters. Yeah. And that's all I got to say about that.
Productions. You don't know nothing about that. Headhunter.
Headhunter, son?